We have heard before that the Great Barrier Reef has been subject to bleaching events during ocean heat wave conditions. New research undertaken by a team of researchers from UNSW, the University of Newcastle, UTS Sydney, James Cook University and the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration in the US shows that more than bleaching is occurring. They found that heat wave-induced mortality also led to a breakdown of their skeletal remains, and this means that the whole reef structure is at risk. I asked one of the University of Technology researchers, Dr. Emma Camp, to explain how the researchers discovered this phenomenon.
So our research was particularly focused around severe bleaching events. So when the temperatures are warmer and higher for long periods of time. So specifically, we were looking at above 8 degree heating weeks. And what we found is that actually the rapid mortality of the coral results in a rapid colonization by other, so we call them microorganisms, so algae and bacteria, and they cause this sort of rapid dissolution of the coral skeleton. And this is a problem because it's breaking down the 3D structure of the reef a lot quicker than we previously anticipated. And this is really an impact that we just didn't know was happening from these severe bleaching events.
So this is, it's a heat event.
Yes.
And you said 8 degrees.
How do you come up with that?
Is that the air temperature?
So it's a really good question. So what we use is a sort of a single number to basically determine sort of the intensity and frequency of the temperatures being the sea temperature being warmer than average at a given site. So for example, if we say it's an 8 degree heating week, it could be 8 weeks at 1 degree higher than that mean, or it could be 4 weeks at 2 degrees higher. So it's a way, it's a single number that accounts for how long and how high the temperature is in the oceans above average for that time of year.
And so there is some sort of mathematical relationship between the length. It's like a bit of like an oven baking something, I suppose. If you have a really hot oven, you bake for a shorter time.
Yeah, exactly.
And in this case, it's having the same effect on the living organisms.
Yeah, so we know that corals, and it's different for each species, but they've got some level of tolerance to, you know, to changing temperatures. But it's when it's too high up for too long or vice versa that we see that relationship between the animal coral and its microalgae that it relies on starts to break down, and then we see coral bleaching and as we found in this study, sort of subsequent sort of rapid dissolution of the skeletal framework of the coral, which is, you know, concerning because, you know, it limits potentially the ability to recover the reefs naturally, and also kind of limits our sort of restoration practices that potentially we could use because that framework has been compromised.
And when you say the skeleton of the coral,
yes,
that's what builds up, isn't it, to form the reef?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so the dead ones die and then the new ones go on top and so forth, and then it builds up.
Yeah, so the coral is amazing that it can do that itself.
Yeah.
Like it builds that calcium carbonate structure. Yeah.
But isn't that normally very hard? Because I know I've got some coral at home when it was all legal.
Yeah.
from when I was a child.
Yeah.
And that's some time ago. And it was already broken off. And so we just collected it, beachcombing and that sort of thing. But it seems very hard, and it seems very durable. What's changing here?
So it is very durable. But basically, once the live tissue leaves the coral, it's obviously open to the elements, and so when this sort of biofilm forms around it with bacteria and other microalgae, the metabolic activity of that actually causes, so it changes the sort of microenvironment around the skeleton and starts to break it down. So it maybe is more acidic, or there are chemicals produced, and so that biological activity starts to break it down. And we already know that even sort of any shift in just the regular seawater has the capacity to start to sort of affect that structure. So yeah, it is tough, but it's very susceptible when the live animal isn't on it anymore to other sort of metabolic and also biological factors that can break it down.
And so from looking at, you know, individual corals and the stresses that they're under and so forth, can you extrapolate and give us some idea of how this is going to affect in the macro sense, like how much of the reef is at risk?
Yeah, that's hard to answer in some aspects. What we do know is that, and this is not our research, but it's, you know, some of the colleagues on the paper have been involved in this, and other researchers have shown that the models predict that the intensity and how often we have these big bleaching events is predicted to increase, and the severity of them is predicted to increase. So with that knowledge, and obviously with our study's findings, then we're concerned that actually we could see this, you know, rapid sort of breakdown of the reef becoming increasingly common now.
And are some areas of the reef worse or more at risk than others?
So it's very patchy, and I think this is a really important point. So obviously our study is maybe quite doom and gloom, but there's still amazing areas on the Great Barrier Reef. So it's very diverse. There are areas that have been really badly impacted, but there are still really amazing areas there. And that, I guess, is what gives me some hope and some ocean optimism that we still have time to try to conserve the reef, but that we have to act, immediately to try to put things in place to ensure that we're reducing the pressures that the reef's facing.
Dr. Emma Camp there speaking with me about the consequences of heatwave ocean events for the Great Barrier Reef.